Joining me in studio right now on this Freethinker Friday is Dr. David Adler. He is the president of the Alturas Institute. Dr. Adler, it's such a pleasure having you here in studio.
Thanks so much for having me, JoLynn. Great to be with you as always.
Well, you have a big event coming up. It's an evening with Lindsay Blake happening July 18th at 7 p.m. at the Downtown Event Center. And this is the perfect kind of event, I believe, to talk about on this Freethinker Friday, because this really highlights the importance of speaking up and having conversations.
I think so. JoLynn, you know, this is a rare opportunity for the public to engage in a live public interview with the lead prosecutor on the two sensational murder trials that occupied the attention not only of Eastern Idahoans, but Idahoans across the nation. And indeed, these murder trials of Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell gathered intense international coverage. So these horrific murders were sensational and captured lots of attention. And this is the opportunity on July 18, as you say, for the public to participate in a live public interview that I'll be doing with Lindsay Blake. And after I raise a number of questions and interview Ms. Blake, then the audience members will have the opportunity to raise all kinds of questions about these cases. And as you know, the public has been very curious as it's followed these cases over the past 2 years.
No doubt about that. I mean, just think about all of the documentaries, not to mention Lifetime came out with a movie very quickly, Doomsday Mom. So there's been just an awful lot of interest across the spectrum. And as you mentioned, internationally. And I think part of the allure is that there are just so many different components to these cases. And one of the things that I think really speaks to people is once upon a time, people who knew Lori and Chad said they were just upstanding citizens, and nobody could have ever predicted that this would have been the outcome.
Isn't that shocking? And that's one of the really intriguing aspects of this case, as you say, the role of extreme religious beliefs. How can people be manipulated? How can they be seduced by fringe beliefs? In addition, there was great personal desire, greed, we can say, about power, sex, and money that drove these cases, as the prosecutor argued in court. And the very fact that so many people knew these folks in the hometown and the region and could not have imagined that they could have perpetrated these horrific crimes. And isn't it the biggest question that we all wonder? How could a mother kill her two children? It's a mind-boggling, bizarre question. We may never get the answer to that, but we all wonder how can that occur? And then the manipulation of the family members, of the police, of the FBI that ultimately became involved in the effort to locate the two missing children who at that point were obviously dead. And so the question here is, what drives two people like Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell to leave behind what might have been viewed as an everyday normal life, participating in their church, engaging in social events with friends and family, and to engage in these horrific acts. And of course, the cases were fascinating because they were capital murder cases.
Right.
And the idea that a mother would be put on trial and ultimately the charge of capital punishment was removed, but she's now, after the murder convictions for her two children, and also she's now down in Arizona facing a trial now for a conspiracy to murder her former husband. These are all these intriguing cases. As you said earlier, this was the stuff of a movie,
right,
a Lifetime movie that closely approximated these events. And of course, 48 Hours has done a documentary. Dateline did a news program on this. This is one of those intriguing programs that really is rivaled so rarely in an American criminal justice, where we see such sensational trials and based on horrific murders or violence. And this is one of those cases. And this occurred in our backyard.
It sure did. And it put us right in the spotlight. A lot of people continuing to be fascinated and talk about this. You know, Dr. Adler, I was at a community event maybe 6 months ago, and I ended up having a conversation with a neighbor of Chad Daybell. And he approached me and was just talking to me and said, "We never could have seen this coming. There was nothing that would have indicated that. He just seemed like the guy next door." And when it comes to Lori Vallow, very interesting. My cousin lives in Arizona, and after all this was breaking, I had a conversation with her. She actually went to church with Lori, and she said she was the first person to volunteer to take dinner to someone, to watch somebody's kids, to help somebody in their home or their yard. She was always trying to do service projects and orchestrate support for other people. So people in that neighborhood were literally shocked. And not only shocked, but my cousin said just devastated, because they just couldn't understand how the woman they knew, who was actively engaged in such good work, could do this complete 360. And I think that's one of the things that has really driven the fascination for this case.
Well, I think so. And that's a fascinating conversation that you had and what you learned about her. And this raises another really interesting aspect of this case, that is that how people are willing to plumb the depths of end of days talk and looking for signs of the end of the world and following extreme religious beliefs to the point where Lori Vallow came to believe she was a god and
yes,
she was going to lead the 144,000 people that would survive. And she learned this from Chad Daybell, who owned a small religious published company. And so the very fact that those two got together so quickly, and it became obviously an intensely personal, intimate relationship, because after his wife died, he married Lori Vallow 2 weeks later.
Very quickly.
How does that happen in this world? Where's the respect for a decent interval, we might say? But in this case, it's clear there was no sense of remorse because the two of them were engaged in disposing of people, killing people who got in the way of what they were interested in.
Right.
Being together, having money, sex and power, and that's seductive. Historically, sex, power, and money are the most seductive, tempting items that people can imagine, and that happened in this case.
It sure did, and I'll tell you this much. I'm pretty sure there'll be another movie or a couple more movies, because there's so much to this. We have to take a quick break. Do you have time to stay in studio?
Sure, sure.
Because I think there's more for us to cover.
Thank you.